Today's the 11th of September, and joining us to share some things about this day in history is breakfast producer Zoe Carnatus. Hey, Zoe.
Good morning.
What have you learnt about today?
On this day in 1875, the first newspaper cartoon strip was published. The cartoon was called Professor Tig Whistle's Burglar Alarm and appeared in the New York Daily Graphics newspaper.
Oh, right. What was that about?
Well, it consisted of 17 pictures that filled an entire page. And I did see the pictures and I couldn't quite get it.
That sounds like modern day cartoon strips.
Yeah. Now, many people believe that a cartoon called The Yellow Kid was the first ever newspaper cartoon strip, but this isn't true. Researchers, and I say researchers, have concluded that The Yellow Kid was published 20 years after Professor Tig Whistle's.
That's a bit weird. You'd think that it would just be obvious.
Yeah.
Looking back at history. Anyway, what else have you learnt about today?
In 1951, Florence Chadwick became the first woman to swim the English Channel from England to France.
Oh, wow. How long did that take?
It took her 16 hours and 22 minutes.
Jeez. Do you know how many times she competed or she completed the swim?
Yeah, in her life she swam the English Channel 4 times. 3 of the swims each took the record for the fastest time, so she just got faster and faster, going from 16 hours and 22 minutes in 1951 to 13 hours and 55 minutes in 1955. And her last successful swim, she attempted to swim there and back, but she gave up on the return legs. However, she had already swum from France to England in 1950, which made her the first woman to swim the English Channel both ways.
So much respect. Yeah. I just can't even imagine.
I know, she was an incredible woman. She left a huge legacy. She easily broke many records set by men and shattered the notion that women were unfit for long-distance swimming. Chadwick was one of the pioneers for long-distance swimming, and she helped to challenge ideas towards women and cleared the way for others to follow.
And it really is one of those incredible mental things, isn't it? It's about endurance above all else.
Yeah, definitely. I know that the English Channel is about 32 kilometres.
My goodness.
But it's really choppy waters as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, good on you. What else did you learn about today?
I learned so much, Jenny, when I do on this day. And this next event is one of those things. On this day in 1962, Ringo Starr replaced the original drummer of the Beatles.
Ah.
I had no idea that Ringo wasn't the original drummer.
Oh my goodness. Jeez. All right. So who was the original drummer and why was he replaced?
His name was Pete Best and he was actually fired from the band after playing with them for 2 years. Some speculate he was fired for his mediocre drumming skills. Now, this is a pretty tough gig to get fired from, the Beatles, just before they kind of skyrocketed into the world-famous band they are. But despite that, Best told the Daily Mail in 2007 that some people expect me to be bitter and twisted, but I'm not. I feel very fortunate in my life.
Oh, well, that's a really positive way to...
It is.
You know, leave the group. And I suppose, you know, we really needed Ringo Starr for it to have that awesome foursome.
Yeah, true. It's just how it was meant to be, I think.
What should we play today to cap off this chat?
Well, other breakfast producer Millie and I often joke about how we always seem to play a Beatles song or a Bowie song.
It's true, but very good musicians. So.
True. So I think I'll keep the tradition going because not only was today the day Ringo joined the band, but on this day in 1967, the Beatles album Help went to #1 in the US and stayed there for 9 weeks. So let's play the song Help by the Beatles.
Of course it did. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Zoe.
Thank you very much.